The U.S. Small Business Administration assists entrepreneurs of all backgrounds, but this month it has a heightened focus on an AANHPI entrepreneur group. That stands for Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander. WUWM's Mayon Silver reports on an SBA roundtable event at Hmong Town Market in Milwaukee during AAPI Heritage Month.
Off of 84th and Hampton, in Milwaukee's Longview neighborhood, customers purchase large containers of red pepper flakes, green beans, bottles of peanut oil, and boxes of rice noodles. They're at Hmong Town, part massive grocery store and part dry goods market and food court. In the way back, near a small cafe, administrators from the SBA meet with Asian American small business owners from Wisconsin. The goal? To see how they're faring after the past few years and let them know about resources.
The AAPI community kind of had suffered from what we call a kind of double whammy, a double pandemic in a way. We not only faced the same kind of economic and, you know, all the struggles that everybody else faced, but there was also an added component of anti-Asian hate that has been pervasive and still continues to be.
Jennifer Kim is SBA Associate Administrator of Field Operations. She says the social climate affects people and their businesses, but in different ways.
Small businesses often are targets of that anti-Asian hate because it is more visible in the community. You know, it's somewhat easy to just go, you know, graffiti a restaurant or what have you. I will say there's a lot of awareness of it now, and that is really helpful.
At the onset of the pandemic, a Chinese-Japanese restaurant in Milwaukee temporarily shut down after employees faced racist attacks. Since its start in 2020, the nationwide organization Stop Anti-Asian Hate has logged thousands of such anti-Asian incidents around the country. That includes a targeted mass shooting in Atlanta in 2021. But that's not the big focus for everyone.
I haven't come across any really difficulty with not being Asian.
Mynia Chang was more concerned with economic hurdles. She runs Sankia, a Vietnamese restaurant in downtown Milwaukee.
I would say some challenges are finding staffing. You know, we're such a smaller business compared to the bigger restaurant out there. And we just can't be able to meet up with their pay rate.
Sankia closed for a year during the pandemic and then recently for 2 months for remodeling. Chang says even though it's been tough to find employees, thanks to pandemic grants, they're doing well. Expanding hours and menu options and putting in a bar. Financial assistance has been crucial, says Jerry Aglipai. The SBA Great Lakes Regional Administrator says the agency granted $787 million in loans to AAPI small business owners in Wisconsin in 2022. Government contracts are also up for grabs, and not just for businesses in IT or manufacturing.
So somebody who's baking bread, an Asian bakery, has an opportunity to also have contracts with the federal government and their cafeterias and their branches as well.
Aglipai says that Asian Americans are actually the most economically divided group in America.
Being a small business owner is the next best way to building wealth in America, next to owning a home, and they can do that at no cost with the SBA and our resource partners as well.
The entrepreneurs meeting at Hmong Town Market run a range of businesses, from an adult daycare center to a pottery studio to a golf center. Representatives of the Wisconsin and Hmong Chambers of Commerce also attended. Kua Zhang is an interior designer in the Fox Valley. She started her own business after 10 years in corporate finance. Resources are her biggest challenge.
And what I mean by resources is, like, yes, of course, financial, but also kind of like the support of knowing who to go to when I have a business question, or like setting up my taxes or setting up an LLC. Like, who can I actually go to that can help me?
Her big takeaway from the roundtable: there are people there to help if you look in the right places. Kim from the SBA says the one-stop shop is their website at sba.gov. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.